Icon earlier this month bought a 9.4% share in the Matthews-based discount retailer, making him the company's largest shareholder. Family Dollar's board immediately enacted a so-called poison pill measure to prevent Icon or other large investors from buying a controlling stake in the company. In a letter to Family Dollar CEO Howard Levine dated yesterday, Icon demanded that three of his representatives be immediately added to the company's board. If that doesn't happen, Icon writes that he will take his proposal directly to shareholders. Retail analyst Joan Storms of Wedbush Securities says Icon sees potential in Family Dollar, who has recently underperformed competitor Dollar General.
Last year, Dollar General had sales per square foot about $220, and Family Dollar is about $165, according to our calculations, so there is a significant disparity.
In April, Family Dollar announced it would close 370 stores after revenue fell 6% in the second quarter. The company has more than 8,000 stores nationwide. Family Dollar says in a statement that it shares Icon's goal of increasing the company's value and that it will continue to work with him and other shareholders. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.